KXP, KO4PXP, you're out, Lloyd, KA3JCA.
FTU, mobile and monitoring.
KO4HX.
We just had to take a loan out to fill the tank up.
I'm driving this old truck I'm driving, man. It eats up the diesel fuel.
Crippling, because mileage on gas vehicles is worse than the diesel.
They, box truck, 2017
Peterbilt. Expense, though.
Still expensive.
But, I can't exactly, claim mine as business expense.
I get that, but I still drive another diesel truck when I get home, so I feel how expensive it is, too.
About 14 to 15 miles to the gallon.
I'm doing better than that on a personal vehicle, but where diesel's so much more expensive, you ain't gaining nothing.
And this is going to be short-lived, I think, because when the first cold snap hits, it's really going to skyrocket.
Heating oil starts kicking in within the next month or so, I have a feeling it'll be the same way. And diesel right now is running about $4.70 a gallon, where gas is right around $3 to $3.20.
Get to Sam's on Woodruff Road. It was $2.95 there.
Most I heard anybody say anything about it.
It was under $2.90 in Anderson at the Sam's. However, Woodruff Road Sam's doesn't have any premium. They only have unleaded, and I think they may have diesel. I don't even know if they have any diesel.
Go to the diesel in Hendersonville for my personal vehicle, and it's still $4.55, $4.60 right in there last time I got it.
Your vehicle won't burn waste oil.
The diesel would run a mixture, and it would be okay. Mine was, because it's an older diesel. I don't have one of these new ones. Got the DEF for the regen and all that mess. I don't want one of them. And I'm working on what I was turning wrenches on when I was still mechanicking. So I can fix it myself. So I ain't got to worry about it.
Somebody that needs their restaurant oil disposed of.
Come to that. He whined. But you can't just dump it in and run it, or you'll cause other issues, but you got to have a little bit of diesel with it.
You got to filter it real good, too.
Sure you got somebody you trust, because they can't be putting any water in it or cooling or any of that stuff.
You got to have a filter system, so when you pump it out, you're filtering all that and water trapping and all the other stuff out of it. But I saw years ago a thing where called black diesel burning used motor oil.
Guys that are doing that, and they get away from it for a little while, but they have issues out of it still yet. It's not as it's hard on the rubber lines and other components, so they still have some issues and constantly tinkering on stuff.
Would supplement maybe 5 or 10%. Wouldn't want to go too much more than 15% with motor oil, one or the other.
What they're doing with biodiesel is a mixture of soybean oil and that to supplement it down to 15% of it. So the problem with that is it causes a lack of lubrication, so you got to make sure you add that back. So that's what you got to watch with that stuff.
Low sulfur doesn't do a whole lot for the engine either. Kind of like running unleaded fuel in a vehicle that was designed to run leaded fuel. You can run it for a little while, but it's going to beat the devil out of the valve seats.
It will. But good luck finding leaded gas anymore. They got that lead supplement, but I'm not sure how good it works. I haven't had to mess with it.
A little while when I had my other truck on the road. I haven't had it on the road, I think. Before I put it back on the road, I'm just going to put a different set of heads on it.
It's a safe bet to do it anyway. At least have the guides or seats changed and guides changed in the ones you got.
I was going to step up to some Vortec heads and go with a different intake that'll match the Vortec heads. And even if I stay with iron Vortec heads, I'm still going to get about 40 horsepower more out of it.
If that's what you're doing, yeah, I would too.
I didn't hear anything, and apparently you didn't hear anything. I said, yeah, I'm kind of was hoping that the aftermarket fuel injection systems would come down a little bit more, but they're not going to be, they're not quite where a carburetor is.
And they're finicky, too. At least that's what I'm hearing from my customers that I deal with. Some of them are having good luck out of it, and some of them aren't. So I'm, at least with the Holley Sniper system, they are anyway. Let's put it that way. That's what most of them tend to run with the aftermarket. And it's working good on some vehicles and not so much on others.
Well, I think a lot of that goes to where you put your oxygen sensors and how you... Because it's a learning as you drive setup.
There, I think that's got something to do with it too. But a couple of them have had problems with the timing setups on them with the certain distributors is what they've had trouble out of.
They need to change that to one that is compatible, not go with the super high output, unless you're going to have a super high output with a fuel injection, KK4FTU mobile.
Some research before you jump in there and see what you can find out. It's about the best I can tell you on that one. But Richard, I am going to have to clear out. I'm at my next stop, so it's good to talk to you this morning. Be careful on your trip in and get you some rest so you can start over tonight. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Hopefully I don't run into the traffic I did last night. You have a good one and be safe out there. Good luck with business today. KK4FTU on the side monitoring.